your dear wife. I'm not met yet, but I'm...
Oh, right, sorry. I was looking at Jilly and you said... Oh, dear. Lovely to have you, Jilly.
Thank you.
Right, well, we're thinking about the Spirit today, and so we start. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Let us come to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and powerful God, we come to worship you this morning. We come to praise you. We come to acknowledge who you are. For you are the only true and living God. One God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. And Lord, we've got so much to thank you for. So we come to praise you. We come to glorify you. We come to thank you. For you are indeed a wonderful God. And Lord, this morning, we want to thank you for the way that the hearts and minds of our local council have come in our favour, and they are ready to give us a piece of ground for our own centre. We thank you for this, Lord. It's a miracle, because in the past, it's not been possible. But of course, Lord, with you, all things are possible. And we thank you this morning for the power and the privilege of prayer. And Lord, as we continue to worship you now, We pray that you will draw close to each one of us, that you would meet our own personal needs, the needs of our families and friends. But Lord, most of all, keep us close to yourself. May we walk daily with you, and may we acknowledge who you are. May we share the truth of the gospel with other people, and through all that we do, may you and you alone be glorified. In your name we pray. Amen. And now it's the reading. Over to Brian.
Baptism of Jesus. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Amen.
Thank you, Brian. The next song, Spirit of God Divine, fill this heart of mine with holy flame to praise thy name of Jesus my Lord. Ha, ha, ha. Right, so we come to the Lord in prayer once again. We come, do we not, in believing prayer, because we know that the Lord wants to hear our prayers. And if we're praying in the Spirit, if we're praying in accordance with His will, we know He will never fail us. So let us pray. Lord, we come to you in prayer this morning. We thank you that we are able to come, and we know that your door is open at all times. There is no time when we cannot come to you, for you are always open to hear our prayers. And we thank you because we have all been helped so much by prayer, by being able to talk with you. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. And we pray once again for the world that you have created. Lord, we pray for the situation in Afghanistan. We can't say, Lord, that we know all the answers. But, Lord, we know that prayer is needed for that country at this particular time. And so, Lord, we pray that you would be with all who are in any way involved. Lord, we thank you that time has been given so that those that want to leave can be evacuated. And yet, Lord, there are so many people, so many that want to come out of that country at this time. And so, Lord, we bring the whole situation to you and ask, Lord, that you will help all involved to do what is right in your sight. So, Lord, take over and take care of the people. Keep them safe. Keep them happy. And, Lord, may peace, yes, peace, come to that land, because we know that with you, Lord, all things are possible. And so we pray for peace into that situation. We pray, Lord, for the situation in India, where the virus is still spreading. Lord, how we pray that you would enter that situation too. But Lord, we pray for all who are in authority in each and every nation that make up your world. Lord, they desperately need your wisdom. They need your guidance. Although they may not know it, Lord, you have the answer. You are the one who can guide them so that peace and harmony will spread throughout your world. We pray for our own country. We pray for the royal family, for the Queen. We pray, Lord, for those who serve in the House of Lords, for those who serve in the House of Commons. Lord, they are all again need your wisdom and your direction. So, Lord, we pray that you would guide them. Lord, we pray for our own local community, the communities that we live in. We pray for our own families and friends. We pray for all the local churches. And we pray, Lord, for our future here in the Willows. And Lord, as soon as we know where that piece of ground is, then Lord, we pray that you would open the next chapter, which is raising the finance and asking the right people that are waiting now to bring a new home into this locality. So, Lord, we thank you for their willingness. But we've got to do our part. And we thank you, Lord, for the help that we receive. Lord, as a people, we need to be on fire with the Spirit. We need to be full of the Spirit and empty of self. So, Lord, have your way in our lives. We pray, Lord, for our own families and friends. We pray for all those who we are concerned for, those who are sick, those who are dying, those who are lonely, the disabled, the homeless, the housebound. Lord, there are so many needs in our country today, and we bring all people in need to you. And Lord, we want to pray for a lady called Rachel. Lord, you know her situation. She has been struck down with a couple of diseases, and it's really brought her low. Lord, she doesn't really know you, but we are praying for her, Lord. We are praying that she may recover completely. We need a miracle for Rachel, Lord. She is a co-worker with our member, Bruce. And we pray, Lord, that through his ministry and through all that you can do in Rachel's life, that she may not only know healing, but she might come to faith, Lord, in you. So would you enter into that lady's life and be all that she needs? We pray, Lord, for Paul's recovery, and we pray you will continue to empower him in his ministry. And Lord, as Jill is with us today, we'd pray for our friends in the Mount Olive Fellowship. Undertake for them, Lord, and that ministry. And Lord, we'd also pray at this time for Living Waters, for Ian Williams, for the leadership of that church. And Lord, for anyone who is suffering at the moment from the Lord, what do we call it? From the very unfortunate accusation that is going around. Lord, deal with it, we pray, so that we may be lifted from any stress and we may spend all our time worshiping and serving you. So, Lord, we thank you for your generosity in so many ways, and we rejoice that we are your sons and daughters. What a privilege that is when one claims Jesus as their Savior. So, Lord, be with each one of us. Hear our private prayers, for we ask all this in the wonderful and powerful name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Can I ask a prayer for that lady, Sandy, whose son committed suicide last week?
Oh, right. Mm.
Yeah, and then there's that other lady too, which I don't know her name, but the week before that, her son did the same, but in Courtney Park, both in their 30s.
Mm-hmm.
For Sandy, and I don't know the other lady.
No, let's do it now.
And Stuart as well, ongoing prayer.
Yes. And also for quite a few people who are suffering from mental breakdowns through all that's been happening recently. Let us pray. Lord, we bring Sandy to you. Lord, she's grieving for the loss of her son who took his own life. And then, Lord, there's the other mother whose son also took his life. Lord, be with both mothers. Be their comfort. Be all that they need at this particular time. And Lord, for all who suffer from mental breakdowns, Lord, we pray for their recovery. And Lord, I would want to thank you for the recovery that our friend Neil has made. You know all that he's been through, and we thank you for his recovery. But Lord, we want to thank you for Stuart. We met with him and broke bread together with him and Jean the other day. Lord, we thank you for his faith. We thank you, Lord, for the advice he gave to me. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to aid his recovery. We pray, Lord, that you would be with him at all times. He's not been out of the house for a very long time. We pray, Lord, for a miracle. So, Lord, bless Jean and Stuart, and bless all of those that we would be concerned for now. For all those that we want to pray for, Lord, you know who they are. We bring them all to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Right. Do you know this one, I wonder? Spirit of holiness, wisdom, and faithfulness. Wind of the Lord blowing strongly and free. You'll see that the message today is called The Dove. there are various names given to God's Spirit. We talk about the Holy Spirit. We know from Scripture that there was a flame when Jesus was baptized. We heard that, didn't we? Any other titles you know of for the Spirit? Wind? Mm-hmm. Wind.
Comforter.
Sorry?
Comforter.
Comforter, counselor. Counselor. Yeah. Guide. Right, well, the one we're going to look at today is the dove. Thank you to Brian for the reading. I just want to give you verse 16 at the moment. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. He saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove. Although we must avoid pressing too hard on the types and symbols that may be in the Bible, we must also avoid the opposite extreme of ignoring them, because they have their place. In the Bible, the Holy Spirit is repeatedly represented as a dove. So let us see what truth we can learn by using the dove as our symbol of the Holy Spirit. Number one, the priority of the Holy Spirit as a dove. The Holy Spirit is presented as a dove early in the Bible. Genesis chapter 2, verse 1. The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. The earth was formless, just like a bird hovering over the nest until the young come. So the Holy Spirit hovered over the rest of the deep until form and life came forth. So the priority of the Holy Spirit as dove starts right there in the beginning of God's word. Number two, there is the picture of the Holy Spirit as a dove. We saw in the verse that I shared that Jesus saw the Spirit of God descending on him like a dove. And these words are confirmed by Mark, by Luke, and by John. It is no accident that this beautiful and significant deal of our Lord's baptism is so vividly described by all gospel writers. I don't know about you. Can you think back of your own baptism, believer's baptism? I remember mine. I was known to be scared of water, and the thought of going down didn't really please me. But the Spirit took over, I'll tell you this, because when I came out of the water, there were tears in my eyes. And my dear pastor said, "Oh, Bruce, I hope I didn't take you down too far." And I was able to say, "No, these tears are tears of joy." It was such a special moment. I'd forgotten about the danger of water. The Holy Spirit. Number three, the parallel of the Holy Spirit as a dove. One scholar has suggested that there are seven common qualities of the dove and of the Spirit. And this is what they say, he says they are. Clean in nature, gentle in manner, constant in love, particular in food, swift of wing, beautiful and social in habit. And I'd like to suggest to you that the parallel of the dove and the spirit is emphasized in the performance of each of those things. Also, the parallel of the Holy Spirit, each is a great lover. The image of the dove is imprinted on some marriage licenses, and by nature, the dove is a love bird. Solomon 5, my darling, my dove, and my dove, my perfect one. Each, spirit and the dove, each is sacrificial. The dove was a bird of sacrifice. The Holy Spirit does not speak of himself, but he sacrifices position in the favor of the Lord Jesus. In other words, he glorifies Christ. Each of those, dove and the Spirit, is a symbol of peace. It was the dove that brought back the olive leaf, do you remember, to Noah? It brought the message of peace to Noah. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. There's peace. Jesus sent his disciples out, telling them to be shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. And it is said that the dove has not gall in its body. You could say this is something to us of the Spirit, because the Spirit is without bitterness. Another likeness, each mourns. Hezekiah said in Isaiah 38 verse 14, I moaned like a mourning dove. And later, we moan mournfully like doves. And then in Romans, it tells us that the Holy Spirit, chapter 8, verse 26, intercedes for us, how? With groans that words cannot express. And Ephesians 4, verse 30, the Holy Spirit grieves. And when we let the Spirit down, I'm sure he grieves over us. But you see, each mourn. The dove mourns, the Spirit mourns. And another similarity is that each is a messenger. Just as the dove brought that message to Noah after the flood, so Jesus said this, the Holy Spirit will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said. The next similarity, each loves a home. Isaiah 60 verse 8, it says, who are these that fly along the clouds like doves in their nest? Speaking about the Father, Son and Spirit, in John 14 we read this, we will come and make our home with him. The Holy Spirit loves a home and wants to take up permanent resident in us. I wonder, is the Holy Spirit in resident in our homes? Is the Holy Spirit resident in our lives? And the last likeness is each may depart finally. Genesis 8 verse 12, Noah waited 7 more days and then he sent out the dove again. This time the dove did not return. his work was over. Genesis 6, verse 3, my spirit will not contend with man forever. It is of the fatal and final departure of the spirit that Jesus speaks of in Matthew chapter 12, when he teaches about blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. So, friends, may we respond to the presence and the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And may we work so that there will be no dreadful day of his departure. What could we do without the Spirit? I would never have spoken in public if it wasn't for the Spirit. But that day in Paul's Cathedral when I knelt in the prayer chapel, I was worried because I'd had a letter telling me that I should go and found an organization for young boys. It came from the Archbishop of Canterbury. He said, what you're saying is good. Why don't you get on with it? And, oh dear, I just fell on my knees. And then I knew something happened. Something entered my life. I forgot who I was. It didn't matter. All I knew was someone was telling me, go and do it. And you know, yesterday we had a phone call at our home. And it was a chappie who's in the boys' brigade. He's responsible currently for looking back and forming a, what do you call it, unit? Archive of the boys' brigade. And he'd picked up a leaflet about the imps. He said, I don't know too much about it, but I want to put it in because it's an important part of the brigade's work. I said to him that I'd received a lovely letter from the president of the brigade when I sent out a booklet to him. I said, he's a Lord in the House of Lords. Oh yes, a wonderful president, he said, but he retired last year. I didn't know that. But anyway, so they want pictures, they want books to help them in this looking back over the history of the Boys' Brigade. In other words, they're saying now that the age that they fought against, brigade fought against, and so did the scouts, of going under 8 or 9. But now they are agreeing that what Lieutenant General Sir John Glubb said to me, you've got to start much earlier. And they're going to acknowledge that. And I said to him, do you know what has happened since? Not sure, he said. I said, well, I said, all of our imp groups were in churches where there were boys' brigade or scouts. And so when they lowered their age, we felt that work was done and we thanked the Lord for it. And that is what happened. And that's what now is going into all these archives. It was a phone call that shook me very much yesterday. But there we are. The Holy Spirit lives to set us free. The Holy Spirit convicts us of our sin and of our need of a Savior. The Holy Spirit comes to reside in all who accept Jesus as their Savior. He comes to guide and lead us into all truth. He encourages us to display the fruit of the Spirit. How important that is, that people see that fruit in our lives. And he gives us at least one gift of the Spirit. That's given to all believers. The Spirit is our constant counselor, comforter, and guide. And in turn, we may go out because of that in the power of the Spirit and do our Master's will. And to him, to Jesus, be all honor and glory. Amen.
And the bloomin' dove, he said, look, I've got webbed feet. And they've both got webbed feet, so that went down the charity shop. But I was so pleased with my puppy. I was one seagull. Sorry for interrupting.
It's wonderful the way that the Lord uses the Spirit to challenge us in all sorts of ways, maybe in pictures, maybe in action. There we are. Great is the darkness that covers the earth.
Justice.
Sorry?
Can I quickly share something?
Yes, please do.
It just sort of came to me while we were singing. I'd forgotten. 40 years ago today, I gave my life to the Lord.
Oh, today.
And we're talking about the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit came on me, and I was convicted of my past, and I knew He dealt with it, and I've moved forward ever since.
That's an incident of the power of the Spirit, isn't it? How we need to be thankful of the Spirit and empty of self and full of the Spirit. Let us do what we often do, join hands and say the grace together. The grace, Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. Thank you.